We've had two rolls exactly in this game so far, and they've both been mine. I'm sorry.
I rolled my finger guns.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. That's true.
It wasn't good, but I rolled it.
No, we're all forgetting about your finger guns just because they were so shameful.
Yeah.
Damn. Wow.
Two rolls.
Tough crowd.
Hello, and welcome to the third episode of Shadows Over Charlotte, a Dice Fiends Shadowrun Anarchy actual play. When we last left our heroes, they finished negotiations with Don Bossy and were preparing for their trip down to the Charlotte Metroplex.
We start this adventure off, or this session off, with Fax's car barreling down the highway at a good 65 miles an hour, where it is appropriate and slowing down when it is needed, much to Tess's chagrin. We hear the heavy metal and the techno music as the songs change on the radio, and we find our four Shadowrunners in the car itself. What time would y'all have left Greensboro?
I'll leave that up to Mama. Because Tess likes to sleep in, so I'm sure Mama had everyone's ass up early.
Breakfast set out, but also you don't want to head out too late, get a jump on the day. So if we've just started, so let's say, I don't know, it's like 10?
You're on I-85 South. It's a little under 2 weeks until the Humanist Rally that is happening on February 12th, 2081. Yeah, so you are currently on January 30th, 2081, a Thursday. So you remember the mission. Get to Charlotte, and you will have a contact there who will fill you in on the three Humanist leaders you're about to assassinate. You are supposed to assassinate ahead of their big rally, or at their big rally, or after their big rally. Like, that just, the impetus was they were all getting together for this rally. So, how you decide to go about it, that's up to you as long as they're all dead by the end of your plans.
That's all that matters, is they end up dead. Where's my notes, man, so I can have these names on hand? Remember, we had Piece of Shit, and then we had,
Karen Jacoby and
Samuel Malone.
Samuel Malone. But from the data packet you got, you are meeting her in the section of Charlotte informally known as the Scar.
Al-Habab or whatever?
Yeah, Al-Habab. You are going to the Scar, once a thriving metahuman community. It was devastated and much of it left in ruin by the Night of Rage. And any revitalization projects that Charlotte has done, and it hasn't done many, have mostly been in the way of gentrification in the Scar, so those are all things you'd be able to know just by Googling it.
As we get closer to the Scar, you know, Mama's not the biggest of talkers, but she's, you know, friendly enough. She gets more and more taciturn.
Maybe turning down the music or, like, not even responding to questions.
She doesn't seem to snap at Tess for doing dangerous things, like feet off the dashboard, lower the music, stuff like that.
Mama, are you car sick? Are you gonna herk?
I'd pull over if that were the case.
I've had my feet up for the past 45 minutes and you haven't yelled at me. What gives?
Hey, if we get in an accident, you're snapped in half. It's not my problem.
Listen, this is what cybernetics are for. It's fine. I could definitely use a new pair of legs. It's fine.
Eye roll.
What gives, Mama? You want to talk about your feelings?
Don't give me that shit, Tess.
Alright, fine. And then Tess will just keep her feet up on the dashboard.
Well, now that you've said something, off.
As you approach what were once the former suburbs of Charlotte, you are greeted by the sign, "Welcome to the Greater Charlotte Metroplex Area." or as people informally know, the Charlotte Sprawl. The first area you're going through is the lot. The former suburbs of Charlotte have become a field of strip malls and office parks, with the only greenery in them being the carefully manicured lawns of the gated communities and subdivisions. The governmental power here in the lot is the HOAA, Homeowners Association Alliance, which y'all would know holds a contract for policing the area with Lone Star. You reach a wall graffitied over with slogans of Charlotte, New Charlotte, and like people in circles holding hands. In 2060, a wall was put up around the borders of the SCAR as part of the latest revitalization project. You see two Lone Star soldiers standing at the gates to the SCAR. What would you like to do?
Are we still in the car?
You're still in the car. The gate is closed, though.
Okay. Mama's just kind of drumming her fingers on the steering wheel. So, what do we need to do? Like, do we need to go in? Or what's our plan, guys? This is Vero, not Mama. Not doing the voice.
Alright.
I know this is the location of the meetup, but...
Yes, you were told you'd meet a contact at a Stuffer Shack.
Stuffer Shack. Okay, is that... do we know if that's within the walls, or is that, like, in the outskirts?
The Stuffer Shack is one of the very few outside businesses still in the SCAR. Most of the businesses have left their buildings behind a long time ago, and local businesses, as it were, have popped up in their place.
Okay, so we have to go in.
Yes.
Alright, shoot. I guess the other question is, if we go in, will they let us out? Actually, that doesn't really matter, it's us.
Yeah.
Yeah, even if they don't let you out, you'll get out.
Oh, that's we will get out.
Yeah.
It's true. But I don't know if the car will survive this.
Tess would have to cut her way out.
She'll fucking do it.
Or V have to, rip a person in half. It's fine.
Yeah.
That's true. Is there somewhere where we could, stash the car? Maybe?
There is a community parking lot.
Is it fined? Charged? Metered. Of course it is. That's the word I want. Metered.
It is not metered.
Oh. Awesome. So, wow. I vote we park over there and walk in.
Are we still using our friend's car? The one that if we damage it, he'll kill us?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah.
Alright then. We'll have to be careful.
If we park it in a metered parking, like a parking garage or a metered area,
Yeah, Mama's gonna make it a point to go to a nice area to take care of the car.
Alright. If you go into one of the nicer areas, it would be, near one of the shops or in a parking garage. So you could just take a ticket and leave it there. You'll just be charged by the day after a certain point.
That's fine. I mean, I'm pretty sure Mama's got the cash. They'll be all right.
Oh, yeah. I believe y'all got some cash from Bossy before, or
he paid us
initially 10,000 New Yen for keeping him alive.
His criminal empire outside of the UCAS is your pain. Outside of the CAS is your pain.
Was
before.
What I demanded for, right. For finishing, yes. The job.
So you all get out of the car.
Yep.
And then
Twitchy, you coming with us?
You think it'll help?
Twitchy, you gotta come with us.
Yeah.
They'll eat you alive in the car.
Listen, Twitchy, after whatever you did in the cafe, yeah, you're gonna help.
And she just kind of ruffles his hair.
Mama, you know he ain't a kid, right?
You gonna want to wash that.
Everyone's a kid compared to Mama.
He ain't wrong.
Alright, so we're heading over to this gate.
You get some weird looks as you're going through the town, but you arrive at the gate unmolested as the two Lone Star soldiers look you up and down.
Well, 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 what's your business for going into the community?
We got family.
All right. Do you have any contraband or otherwise illegal items you would be taking into the community?
Nope. Nothing.
All right. No jets, no stinkweed.
Never heard of it.
Stinkweed?
Yep, stinkweed, deepweed, you know, space weed.
Nope.
Weed.
Not ringing any bells.
All right. Enjoy your stay and stay out of trouble, you 5'4". I'm sorry, I can't count.
Maybe he's the one who's got some stinkweed. Womp womp.
Smoking that deep, deep space weed.
Dank weed.
The kush.
So?
It's out of this world.
The Neo Kush.
The Neo Kush, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
So, you make your way into the scar, and the difference is immediately apparent. You are surrounded by ruins of buildings, some burned down, some just having fallen into disrepair after being abandoned. The walls on this side show markings of graffiti, but they are largely blank. In big blocky letters, paid for by the city of Charlotte. Like lining them. Some people shoot you a look, but again, for much different reasons, no one hassles you as you make your way down through the scar.
We're headed to Stuffer Shack.
Yes.
Lead the way, V.
I have no idea where it is, but I'm going to find it.
Fuck yeah.
All right.
Tess don't know.
Roll to find Stuffer Shack.
All right.
Mama will put a hand on V's shoulder and be like, I got this.
Oh, okay. Whatever you say.
All right. Mama, roll to find Stuffer Shack.
All right. What do I need to roll?
Let's say logic plus logic. It may just make an awareness test.
Okay. And would I get any, like, additional bonuses for backstory reasons?
Sure. Get a bonus die.
Okay. So, we're looking at logic plus what?
Logic plus logic. So just logic times two.
Okay. And then an extra die for the bonus. So,
yes.
That'll be 11. 1, 2, 3 successes.
All right. You lead your party towards the Stuffer Shack. It is still an older looking building, but it is the newest thing in this area. The lights are on, it's renovated. There's a chain link fence around it, as though, like, just in case we need to close it off from the general populace.
Snort.
Since when Stuffer Shack close?
In case whoever made it was like, in case there's a riot or something.
Stuffer Shack don't close in a riot. They sell guns to both sides.
Oh my fucking god.
You know, that's fair.
Damn shake machines still don't work.
Well, do you go
it's
into the Stuffer Shack?
It's a conspiracy, Twitchy. They close it because they don't want us to have the guns.
Do you go into the Stuffer Shack?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. So, as you go into the Stuffer Shack, you see rows of everyday essentials in the sixth world. You see food. The icy machine is out of order currently.
Of course
it is. You see frozen tacos.
They never work.
You see frozen tacos. You see weaponry, just like, in case you need protection. And you see a weedy looking elf with a pair of glasses standing at the counter. Yes, how can I help you? Your instructions were to give the clerk at the counter a special password. Megan, what would that password be?
Oh, shit. All right. Okay, hold on.
Wait, does she need to remember a password, or is she making one up?
I'm making one
She's
up.
She's making it up.
Because if he's asking me to remember, nope, that ain't happening. I will absolutely re-record myself from a previous episode being like, the password is. She'll go up to the clerk all smooth-like and be like, hey, I have a terrible toe fungus, and they told me I could find the ointment here. I'm sorry, guys, I'm the worst.
don't be, it's great.
The clerk blinks his eyes, and then, like, a flash of recognition.
Manager to the checkout counter. Manager to the checkout counter. We have a guest who's requesting manager's assistance to the checkout counter. Thank you.
She'll just finger gun him. Like, thanks.
Twitch has seen that before. That's aisle six.
Is Twitchy going off to aisle six to get some?
Twitch don't need any. Twitch ain't got the toe fungus right now. I ain't saying it's the first time, but
right Twitchy now. Help a girl.
Twitchy, help a girl out.
Aisle six.
These boots are a fashion statement and a curse.
You gotta wear socks. Trench foot a bad thing. You don't want that.
I do wear socks.
Well, you gotta wash them. I don't know.
Oh, it's fine if you wear them 3 days in a row.
Oh,
what no, do you know? It's oh, not.
What do you know, Twitchy?
Twitchy, no. You can trust on this one.
Her toe knives make it hard to take off the socks.
Then you get holes in them, and listen, I got a cute pair once that had skulls in them, and then the skull suddenly had, like, four eye sockets instead of two, and I had to throw them away. I'm still a little bummed about those socks.
You gotta take care of your feet. That's all.
You gotta
buy some nice socks.
Fine. Let's go to the aisle in a minute, and we'll each get a pair of nice socks. I'm sure they got some good socks here. You and me will be sock buddies.
It's aisle eight. It's aisle eight for the socks.
Is that manager coming female. Up? He is taking his sweet ass time.
a tall female orc walks towards you, dressed in like a fine suit. I would like to have Trav describe the orc.
Well, let's see. Darker brown, tan skin. Both tusks visible, very finely kept. Pinstripe suit. She's got a stuffer shack pin in one lapel. Looks like about like you'd expect for this. Decent pair of shades and probably a falling hawk hairstyle.
Falling hawk. What is that?
It's a mohawk going one way, falling over to one side.
Oh, I call that like an undercut. Okay, I'm down. Falling.
Oh yeah, it's an undercut, definitely. But yeah, it's on both sides, and it's just the hair in the middle is there, but it's styled to fall down one side of her head.
Well, I'm down for that.
Nice. Let's see. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's pretty good. That's good. Man, why are all the haircut images always hipsters?
Because all hairstyles beyond the normal are hipster hairstyles. Come on.
But it's always white hipster guys.
Yeah.
And I'm not down for that.
Hairstyles are how you distinguish one hipster from another.
Womp, 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 womp. I apologize to all our hipster fans. Listen, you guys are cool. You're
both of you.
I don't.
Oh my god, get out of here. Yeah.
Art school flashbacks.
Art school flashbacks.
I'm expressing myself.
Flashbacks, whatever.
I guarantee you both of the hipsters who listen to this show are going to write in with opinions about socks.
All right.
Go. You know what? They can go.
And it
drinking their IPAs.
They will be artisanal.
Artisanal? Oh, God.
So, the larger orc woman stops in front of the four of you and says, "Well, you seem to be the troublemakers. Come to my office."
I'll go to your office, but for the record, we didn't start anything yet.
Before you say that, she just turns around and starts walking.
I'll just trail off after. It's fine.
Tess is smitten and thinks she's hot. She's absolutely like, "All right, let's go."
Sociable.
Sociable, yeah. My type of gal. Keeps trying to practice her finger guns, like, at the clerk, and just...
Keep your...
Roll a finger gun.
Rolls a finger gun.
God.
Yes.
Yes.
Charisma plus charisma.
All right, hold on. All right. I got a 3 charisma, so 6 dice. All right, let's see how good these finger guns are.
Watch it all be 6s. Or 5s, I mean.
Oh, that's only... I got 1 6, 3 3s, and... 2 2s. So, it's a really bad finger gun.
One success.
Yeah.
You manage to get the finger gun motion, but you take too long in between the fires. So, like...
It's like I'm drunkenly doing it, just kind of like, yeah. Like a weird stabbing motion, like, you know, with my implants just kind of pop out. So just...
Yeah, so you do the finger guns, and then when you stop, both your knives just pop out of your fork. Clerk is like, "Is that a threat?"
No, this doesn't happen usually, I swear. All right, I'm sorry. Okay, all right, I'm gonna get out of here.
Snorts.
Boy.
I'm great.
The knives only pop out when you get too excited.
When Tess sees beautiful people, she just can't help it. Just pew pew. Those implants, they have a mind of their own.
Mama just kind of looks over at Twitchy and says, "What aisle's a little blue pill to help with that?"
That's aisle 11, but they know aisle for what would happen with it popping out like that. That's called hospital. That's called doc in a box. That's called trauma team.
Trauma team.
That's why you have Doc Wagon on speed dial.
Oh my God.
It happened again, Doc.
Put a safety on those things.
Put a safety on those things. Little orange cap.
Oh my God.
Some Kevlar finger cots. I don't know. Go. That's bad.
Both of you, knock the fuck off. That's all Tess can say. Fuck off, all of you.
That's also aisle 11.
When Tess gets bullied hard enough, she just becomes Mama in terms of her terminology. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Knock it off, both of you. I have to be the Mama in this situation, jeez.
Yeah, Twitchy kind of want to see the back of a stuffer shack. Never been in the back.
Oh.
There's all sorts of stuff in the back, like a working shake machine, supposedly.
Interesting.
She doesn't take you to her office, but to one of the shake machines that's out of order. Oh. She pulls a knob on it and opens up to reveal a door, ushers you in.
Damn, that's why they all were not working.
Oh, great. Now Twitchy's going to go to all the stuffer shacks and just start ganking on them.
Twitchy was doing that anyway.
I know it's working. They just put it so they won't have to clean it up.
You find one that works, and that's big news.
Twitchy knows the deal.
She knows the down low.
That's useful information.
All right. So going down, you see a sort of operating center that just has computers and like a big table. It's dimly lit, and she looks at all of you as she gets in and sits down. So, you have all been hired by Don Bossy.
Yep. Here to kill some people.
I expected him to pick some more subtle people, but if you get the job done, That's good news for all of us.
Subtlety has its time.
Trust you read all my briefings on the targets?
And, Mama will put down the, what is it, like an info tag or a...
Yeah.
The equivalent of a USB for this time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Kind of puts it on the table and gives it a little spin. Yep.
So, I have good news and bad news. They will all be here on February 12th. It's going to be the 42nd anniversary of the Night of Rage. That's when they're planning to hold their little rally.
Hmm.
I don't know what the security will be like when they're all on stage. I imagine it will be heavy, and I imagine there will be bomb sweeps beforehand, so you'd have to hide it really well or get some people on the inside to do it if you wanted that. But the bad news is that they are all arriving at a staggered times. Karen Jacoby, she flicks something into the VR, and you see the image of Karen Jacoby. Former medical executive, now she helps bankroll Humanus Poly Club operations, hires mercenaries on the down low, including one who was trying to take out Don Bossy earlier. She lives in a high-rise in downtown Charlotte.
High-rise, downtown Charlotte. And she was the one who hired the guys who attacked us.
She either hired them or would have put them in contact with whoever hired them.
So she lives in a high-rise in downtown Charlotte, and when did they say that she would arrive?
She is in her high-rise apartment currently.
Okay.
So, if you wanted to go and take care of her now, you can, but that could alert the other two. Since some of the mercenaries reported back that Don Bossy survived the initial attack and escaped with the Shadowrunners he was hiring.
Probably with descriptions of us.
I would assume so.
Yeah, we all kind of stick out.
Don't look at me.
At least some of you look like you'd have the negative trait distinctive style.
You.
I don't.
I sure do.
What's that under, actually?
Qualities?
Oh, no, I do not.
Yeah.
I blend in. Quote unquote, blend in. I'm a smooth operator.
That's not what they call. Do you say that you're a smooth operator? I blend in.
I'm a smooth operator. I don't know what you're talking about.
You can't even finger gun.
Listen, we can make this work. Oh, quick question. Do our plot points and edge reset?
Yes, you are at full plot points and edge.
So 3 plot points for each person is the start of the game.
Yes.
Okay. Just confirming. Okay.
And as you use plot points, I get them, and as I use plot points, you each get them.
Yes. Okay. Wait, if you use a plot point, we all get one?
I'm going to check that because I think if I used it against the whole group...
Because that would be a return of 1-3. Like, that seems kind of unfair to you.
Yeah. You're encouraged to hand them out kind of as you feel it's appropriate. But yeah, if we use one, you do get one. If you use one, I don't think you have to give one back right away.
Yeah, I learned much of this from First in Glitchface. I was thinking, like, if I want to go first in initiative, I can just give you plot points and then... Yeah, or like if I'm like, okay, yeah, fail the skill, here's a plot point. Or if you want to fail the skill, I'll give you a plot point.
Okay.
Alright.
Mama just kind of nods her head and she says, it's okay, I've got a plan. So that's Karen Jacoby. We know she's in her high-rise in downtown Charlotte. And
yes.
They're all going to be on the same stage on, you said, February 12th?
Yes.
Okay, but they are going to arrive at different times.
She brings up another person. It is a young looking. It is a young looking man, trimmed back beard, wave style hair, and a nice suit. This is POS Peter Oliver Solomon, columnist responsible for many racist things. Claims he's being oppressed.
Rolls eyes. Censored.
Censored, yes, because he was dropped from the UCAS Times, but he appears as a guest columnist quite frequently. And he is the youth voice for people concerned with human, and only human, she says, rolling her eyes, rights.
Right. And where is he?
He is currently in Seattle. From my contacts inside of the organization, we have gotten a manifest. It seems that he is planning on flying in 2 days before the rally, and he is stopping in Kentucky on the way to pick up a guest that hasn't been announced yet.
Hmm.
Any idea on who the guest could be?
There are plenty of people who made their name as against metahumans during the blackout, so it could be one of them. All we're getting is a special guest speaker. And finally, Samuel Malone. He has taken to recruiting washouts from the military in order to put them into his own private humanist army. He will be coming up from South Carolina in 2 to 3 days.
And what day is today again? I forget.
It is the 30th, and that is a Thursday.
Okay, so 2 to 3 days. So he'll probably be in February, anywhere from February, 2nd to 4th.
Yes.
Okay. How old is this guy?
He was an up-and-comer. He's in his 30s.
Okay, so he's young.
He's about 35, 36, yes.
35, 36. I would want to... So, what do I need to do to take over, a piece of the story, the narration, or whatever?
Give me one of the sweet, sweet plot points.
Okay. I'm going to take off one of those plot points. She's going to tap on the picture of Samuel Malone and say, I have dirt on him.
Do you want to share it with the class?
His father, some kids that went through goblinization. And he had them removed. Looks like he's from this guy's second marriage. I'm sure he likes to make sure nobody knows about his first marriage and his first kids. It would sully his humanist purity.
That is quite the information. You must have some good sources, Mama.
Oh, I do.
So how do we make that public and fuck up with this guy's image? That he's got some half-goblin bros running around.
Mama just gives a sweet smile, which, because she's actually quite pretty for a troll, it's actually a very sweet smile. Mama's very pretty for a troll. I have my ways.
Well, she looks to Mama, It's good to know there's at least one smooth operator in this group. And then shoots Tessa a pointed look with a slight smirk.
So, what's the plan then? Who are we taking down first?
Karen Jacoby's the only one in town now. POS will be in just before the rally. And Malone, and she does a little sneer, will be short.
It might be easier to do them all at the same time, but they'll all be protected. If we take them out one by one, though, they'll each be further protected.
Or they might skip town.
That too.
Because they can survive a blow to their reputation. Or, if they start having people hunt for the people who killed others, innocent metas in the scar will get hurt.
Which I'd like to avoid.
I do have some leads on when Malone would be vulnerable.
Do tell.
The local Humanist Poly Club, the Autumn Boys, they have a ritual of theirs, hazing to induct new members and show their loyalty by entering the scar, finding a meta, and beating the shit out of them. They get in and they get out, they leave people bloodied messes behind them.
So, the Autumn Boys are under Sam Malone. Am I getting this right?
The Autumn Boys are... So the Autumn Boys are independent, but once Sam Malone comes in, he'll probably be able to take control of them since he is basically the military dude for this branch of Humanist Poly Clubs.
Okay. So he's coming in to take control of the Autumn Boys and kind of use them. Because he was the guy who initiated people into his little humanist military thing?
Yes. Yes.
So he might be recruiting these Autumn Boys.
Yes, and they would definitely be serving as security / thugs for the rally.
Now, are the Autumn Boys all boys? Or are any of them women? Like, is that just a title, or is that a thing?
All of the Autumn Boys are men, because much like in real life, bigots are rarely ever bigot in one direction.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay. So, there's a strong chance that the security for the humanist rally will be hired Autumn Boys. Am I understanding this correctly?
Yes. And any people Malone might have brought with him.
Sorry, do you guys have anything you want to add? I don't want to take over, even though, like, Mama's leader and planner.
I guess my biggest question is, from everything that Al-Habab has been laying out, it sounds like the only time they're ever going to be in one place is literally right before they go on stage.
We could try to funnel them into one place.
Well, what kind of, maybe if we could find out, like, what kind of, vices they've got? Like, maybe they all like underground fighting. We could find about one of those places.
You could spend a plot point and I would tell you underground fighting in any humanist locations.
Yeah, let's do it.
Alright. So, you do know underground fighting. Maybe Tess was talking about it, like, rather excitedly on the trip over.
Hell yeah. Be like, B, we gotta go there. We gotta go there.
Yes!
But yes. The biggest underground fighting area in Charlotte is the Blood Pit.
I like it.
Which isn't... Most underground fighting is one-on-one, like, fight to the death. The Blood Pit is still a fight to the death, but it is between two teams. And then once one team wins, the teams are split... The winning team is split up, and then the fight happens again. So you have to fight your team... Fight against the other team, then fight half of your old team. In order to win in the Blood Pit.
Wow, that's brutal.
And I'm guessing it's a fight. Did you say it was fight to the death?
Yes, it is a fight to the death.
Yikes.
Alright, so, not going with a V, because yeah. Tess is like, nah, you cool. I don't want to kill you.
Yeah, I'm not down with that.
But we gotta bet on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
I was gonna be. Where is a place where they could potentially do drugs? Because I feel like the illegal good shit.
Right.
one of them has to have an addiction. Besides fighting, there has to be, I was going to either say, like, there has to be, like, a sex club or something, or I was going to go with more of a drug.
Karen Jacoby, like, that feels like a cocaine user to me.
Probably Novacoke.
Novacoke.
Karen don't fuck around.
Highfalutin drug dealers would be, like, in downtown, while the harder stuff wouldn't be next to the Hero's Den, but would be in that same part of town.
Do all three of them like underground fighting, or does one of them like underground fighting?
Malone would be the one who likes underground fighting. He doesn't do it himself. He likes to bet, and if a human wins, he likes to be like, have you ever thought about protecting humanity?
Yikes.
Yeah, he likes betting and he likes recruiting.
Karen definitely likes to go to the drug den.
Okay.
And piece of shit.
Peter Oliver Solomon. Piece of shit.
I mean, maybe, like, the bar that they mention is also, like, part of a quote-unquote nicer strip club.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But it's still a strip club, and I'm sure, like, the gals there aren't, you know, it's not really sex worker safe.
Like, burlesque?
Yes, it's not, you know, it's not really good burlesque. It is, you know,
It's a strip club where you can also rent some rooms. And so where Karen could get her drugs, Samuel Malone could visit the underground fighting, and Peter could get his girls or boys, would be in the same area or in the same place?
Karen would probably get her drugs from an upscale drug dealer in downtown known as Hard Dash. The Blood Pit isn't near the Hero's Den. No one knows the exact location, just the entrances to it, followed by, like, a few minutes in the sewer. It is said that there is an entrance to it in the old detention centers that are still up.
Okay, I think what I'm getting here is we want to try and arrange a meeting between all three of these dudes before the rally.
Or get them to all come out of hiding and make them vulnerable at different times. And try to stage it in such a way, you know, where there's not going to be a large like amount of time for them to leave the city, you know?
Yeah, they got to be like, if we're going to get them, it's got to be like really close together, like within hours of each other at the latest.
And, you know, potentially... I was going to say, or to the point where they can't leave, like, the rally. Like, if someone gets taken out before the rally, like, they have to, like, not be able to escape. Like, they should be forced to the rally, and we could potentially, you know, lower, like, if we still have to kill someone at the rally, we could potentially lower it to, like, one or two.
I have dirt on Malone. If we possibly leak to... either the information to Solomon that, hey, here's proof that Malone is related to metahumans, or we have Malone think that Solomon's going to out him, the two of them, like, they might kill each other or go at each other. I know Malone would probably want to eliminate something like that, and piece of shit taking advantage of that juicy info seems in character. Do we think we could maybe make something happen? Socially speaking?
There's always a chance that Solomon would be like, well, he's useful, so I'm not going to say it until I can blackmail him, but Malone would overreact anyway and just try to take Peter out before he could do anything. Like you said, he is a hothead.
So what do you guys think? Timeline-wise, Malone's going to be here before Solomon. Solomon's the one who's showing up last. Yeah. Do you think we could play them off each other?
It's worth a shot. It's worth at least, like, getting Malone fired up and, you know, getting them, two of them to meet up in the same location. Because even if we can get two of them to meet up, the other thing is Karen is here currently. So, you know, we have a teeny bit more time with her.
Unless we can figure out a way to tie Karen into this little nest. Because Solomon's a journalist. Malone is kind of a military recruiter dude. What was Jacoby's thing?
She was a medical director, I believe.
She's a medical director, and she's using her profits and royalties from upcharging on essential medicines to help fund Humana's operations.
Maybe this is like a low blow, but what if we somehow met up with Hard Dash and, like, poisoned her stash?
Or we take Hard Dash's place.
That also works.
Because I don't know, convincing a drug dealer to switch out a stash is pretty difficult, especially one that probably pays him relatively, or pays them relatively well.
That's true. I never said we had to tell Hard Dash about it, we just had to do it somehow.
Oh, that's fair. Okay. You right.
Al-Habab was the one who told us about Hard Dash?
Yes.
And I assume Hard Dash is human.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Because, I mean, Karen, being a humanist, maybe she wouldn't trust a non-human.
That's true.
Because it doesn't matter how these guys get killed, so long as they get killed.
True fact.
Poisoning Karen's dash is, like, not out of the realm of possibility.
Oh, no. I'm down for that. I think that's a possibility.
I just feel like it would be a little harder for the other two to get, like, too suspicious. I mean, they'll be suspicious, that's for sure, but it wouldn't be, like, instant flee.
Yeah. I'm into it. And Mama just kind of claps a hand on V's shoulders, like, I like this. This is clever.
It's the best idea I've ever had.
I wasn't going to say that, V.
No, it's true. Trust me.
No, V, you've had good ideas.
You've had better ideas, V. You didn't think
this all the
way
through. I mean, this idea is really great. Like, it's really great. Like, I haven't thought of shit, you know? Okay. I wouldn't want to stab people.
But Tess, you get shit done.
You do too. Don't you forget that.
I'm sorry.
We're going to get this shit done, V.
Okay.
Twitch is like, I'm just here. I've been press ganged into this. While Tess is like, V, you are a beautiful and wonderful person, and you can't forget that.
I'm into this plan of action. I think it's really clever to have, like, one person poisoned and then other people kind of take them out. And I think it's doable to have them split up like this. I think what would be a good plan of action is for us to learn about Hard Dash and see how we can get into that chink of armor there and see how we can get to Karen Jacoby through Hard Dash. With Malone and Solomon, that's going to take more finesse. That's going to be a game of misinformation and things like that. So that's going to be tougher to figure out. But we have time because Solomon won't be in town until the 10th. And so where do we begin?
You hear a frantic manager to the front desk. And then I know they came in here. Now just tell me where the fuck V is. She's leaving her. She left her GPS on. So I know where she's in here.
Shit.
You hear Kelly Quick shouting at the attendant.
Oh my God. Tess is up and running out. She recognizes that voice.
Al-Habab just looks over at Mama.
That's a friend of mine.
V's frantically checking her GPS, like, did I leave it on? What the fuck?
Mama is going to open the door and, I don't know, would it be too flashy to be like, how's my favorite bitch?
Normally it would be too flashy, but Tess already burst out and went to greet Kelly anyway.
That's fair.
So, at this point, like, Al-Habab is just going to erase the security tapes.
So, Mama will give Al-Habab an apologetic sorry.
She shrugs.
And then, you know, after Tess runs out, she'll just shout, how's my favorite bitch?
You didn't tell me where you were going, Mama!
I was trying to get things settled first.
And she, like, just grabs Tess in a hug and, like, spins around for a quick second before letting go.
Yeah! It's a party now! Yeah!
Trying to get things settled. I thought you recruited me because we didn't want things settled, Mama.
Settled for you so you can fuck it up. Come on back.
I miss when you were young. You used to be such a messy slut.
I'm too old for messes. Now I gotta clean them up. I let you youngins make the messes.
Mama, you didn't tell me Kelly was coming to this? Holy shit! We are gonna... Oh man, I can't wait to stab some bitches.
Oh my god, yes.
Oh yeah, Twitchy. Have you ever met Kelly?
You look around for Twitchy and realize he's already moved into, like, aisle 8. He's looking at the socks.
Shit.
He's already looking at the socks!
Baby boy. Baby rat.
There are panda socks.
Panda?
Like, socks with socks panda patterns. Hell no. Like, do you think Stuffer Shack would be able to afford panda skin socks? No.
There are socks with panda patterns on them.
Yes.
They're very cute. Are they warm?
Yes, they are very warm. If you ever got it wet, it'd be very uncomfortable. Even more uncomfortable than your normal sock.
That's counterproductive is what that is.
All right. Socks.
It's stuff for Shaq.
Yeah, that makes sense. You're right. Warm but cheap. Come on back here, Kelly. I'll fill you in.
You're just amassing quite an amount of beautiful followers, aren't you, Mama?
Can never have too many friends.
So, what's the plan so far? We run and stab people right out?
No.
God.
Sneaky and subtle.
Why did you call me then? I got my big grinding car, too.
Hey, there's plenty of time for fucking shit up. If everything goes south. But, if we can make this work, then... Listen, Kelly, what do you know about Nova Coke?
I know it's a good time.
Hell yeah!
What do you know about Nova Coke dealers?
Well, half of them in the tri-state area won't steal to me anymore.
You ever heard of some guy named Hard Dash?
He's in that half, but I could work my charms on him, she says, like running one of her finger blades along the table.
What do you know about the blood pit?
Well, it's quite self-explanatory. It's a pit. There's sand theoretically there, but most of the time it's just soaked in gore.
I forget. Was Kelly human?
Let's say she's a human. If I said that if I said elf previously, guess what? That's not canon anymore.
Hey, this is what happens when you take a one shot and expand it. Okay.
Yeah.
Continuity was not planned.
This is Dice Fiends. We don't do continuity.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Mama is going to give Kelly the quick lowdown. You know, basically taking out Karen, Peter, and Samuel. How they want to try and like. Poison Karen so they don't tip off Peter and Samuel. But if they can get Peter and Samuel together, then we can just kibosh the lot of them.
So, Hard Dash. The thing with Hard Dash is he usually cuts his Nova Coke. If you give her pure Nova Coke, or maybe sneak some kamikaze in with it, that could fuck your little racist girl's day right up.
Is there a way we could... How honest is Hard Dash? Can he be bought?
Anyone who sells drugs can be bought, Mama. You're too nice for your own good.
Just sticks her tongue out.
Don't tempt me.
What I meant was, can he be bought to get rid of a recurring customer, a repeat customer like Karen? Do you think we'd be able to buy him out so that he'd be willing to lose that point of business?
He can be bought, Mama. It won't be cheap, but he can be bought. or if you can find some way to blackmail him.
I don't have much information on Hard Dash, but we could poke around.
We have, what, a week before we really need to start getting rid of Kieran?
Thereabouts.
I see four people here. And the loud one. Not you, she says to Tess. The other loud one.
Hey.
And then Mama kind of looks around like everybody's loud.
Wait, is Twitchy still checking out the socks?
No, Twitchy has moved on to the cold drinks aisle.
He's not even there for the conversation.
He doesn't have the attention span for it.
Twitchy, you are a goddamn gift.
Twitchy is currently browsing the Yoohoo.
He doesn't have the attention span for all this planning. It's when it's all the plan's made and we tell him what to do that he's down for it.
I respect that, Twitch.
Or if, you know, while we're planning, we're eating something. Actually, that might be a good way to get him to stay in the room.
With food? Just, like, put a breadcrumb trail on Twitchy, a meatball trail, and Twitchy follows it.
Twitchy's a mage. He can just magic the meatballs to him and then walk off.
I mean, we could just be like, hey, Twitchy, we've got food for you, and have him eat in the room with us.
Just eat out of Mama's hand.
He's not a wild animal, you guys.
Is he, though?
People gotta pay extra for that.
Damn. Okay. All right. Okay. What do we want to do, guys? What do we want to do? I'm kind of taking over this. I want to give you guys a chance to do things. My character is all about, like, subtlety and talking and things like that, so I'm kind of leading us down that path, and I don't want to do that. I want everybody to kind of be like, hey, let's do stuff, so.
Well, I think it'd be a little bit easier to, I can't imagine, like, we could try spending money, like, we could try negotiating with, Hard Dash in regards to, like, hey, it will pay you more if you kill this client, but I feel like her price is going to be steep. So what we could do is, I feel like we should get some, see if we can find some dirt on Hard Pass, and if their price is too steep, then we slide in some blackmail and be like, okay.
As a last resort, you and V could go bust some kneecaps.
Absolutely.
That's beautiful. Yes.
Al-Habab, how do we get in touch with Hard Dash?
I can put you in touch with him if you wish.
Excellent.
So do you want me to put you in touch with him, or?
We're still planning.
Is there any places that he hangs or that he hangs out that we can hit up?
University Park, often. Good way to find new customers, overworked students. And they don't know enough not to go into debt to him.
Because I'm trying to think how we would potentially find, like, any info on him. What do you guys think? Maybe, like, stake it out and see how it goes?
Yeah. I mean, worst comes to worst, we could find a competitor and get them to talk.
That's true. Yeah.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah, Mama?
Hard Dash recognizes you, right? You said he won't sell to you.
I raked a family dinner of his a few years ago.
But he wouldn't recognize Tess.
I'm sure he won't forget Tess once he sees it, but no, he won't recognize her, I imagine.
Tess, how would you like to be bait?
What kind of bait, Mama?
I could sure go with for some Nova Coke right about now. If only someone would sell to me.
Mama, I don't think you've ever taken drugs in your life. That is not how you talk to a drug dealer.
I'm just, that's not what you're actually gonna do. No. For yeah. I'm just saying, you could go around trying to get some Nova Coke. You bump into him, he thinks you're an easy mark. Surprise, you're not.
All right.
Hello, fellow kids. I am here to buy Nova Coke.
With my skateboard. How do you do, fellow kids?
Please talk directly into my coat when we're discussing the price.
Jesus.
All right, sounds good. I don't mind being bait. Yeah.
I'd have V join you, but you're quite distinctive.
She does have Funko Pop.
Yeah.
He does have a Funko Pop.
Oh my god, I forgot. Yeah.
Yeah. You're a collector's item, baby.
Shit.
So we can't make you bait.
But I can punch things.
Twitchy, yeah. You actually see a V Funko Pop outside in the Stuffer Shack.
Oh my god.
Oh shit.
Okay, we have two things we need to do. Learn more about him, but also kind of have him sell, quote unquote, sell to Tess. What do we want to go for first? Do we want to go for buying him, blackmailing him, or threatening him?
A combination of blackmail, threaten. I don't think buying him is going to be the most financially wise decision, and I don't think it's going to. I feel like we can use that as a last resort, but I don't think that's going to be successful personally. If she's a medical director of a big band of, you know, racists, like, she's going to have money.
Kelly raises one hand up in the air as y'all are talking.
Sup, bitch.
Look, you can't just call, flirt with me every moment. We're doing professional business here, Mama.
Yeah, Mama, she's a sensitive girl. What are you doing to her?
Don't white knight me, Tess.
Kelly, if I were flirting, you'd know it. I just call you bitch because we're good buddies. I don't call anybody else bitch. Do you see me calling these girls bitch? And he gestures to Tess and V.
I don't want to be your bitch, Mama. Here I am.
They might deserve it sometimes. Anyway, how morally ambiguous are y'all willing to get with this?
I don't give a shit. I just want to kill people. Jesus.
Because if you can't afford the price, just find something priceless that he likes. And then threaten to destroy that.
Do you know something?
So he's got family?
I did say I crashed one of his family dinners before.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, let's go stake that out. I want to go stake some of his family members. So that way when I meet him in person, I can absolutely just drop that little info nugget in his lap.
Mama has mixed feelings, but she's not going to say anything. Get the job done.
We're not going to kill the family, Mama.
She didn't say anything.
You're making just that face.
What face? This is my face.
Mama, you're too nice.
Yeah, I deal with your crap.
So where can we stake out his family?
His home is in the lot where Huntsboro used to be, so about 10 miles north of us. I know he has a mother in a retirement home in downtown Charlotte.
An old mother. That's easy pickings.
And his kids go to school.
I'd rather go for the mom. How close is he with her?
He put her up in a retirement home instead of one of those hell holes where you could just leave them to die, so I'd say he likes her decently.
Okay. Yeah, the kids are probably a better bet, though.
Let's check out both.
Which one's closer?
To the scar? I believe the retirement home would probably be closer.
Let's hit that one up first.
Alright.
Tess is gonna pop out. Look around, Twitchy.
Yo!
We got a plan. You in?
Twitchy's head pops up from aisle 15. Yeah?
Alright.
And what, pray tell, is on aisle 15?
Backpacks.
Oh.
Useful.
You find anything good, Twitch?
Hell no. Stuff a shack.
Of course not, Twitchy says, walking out with a full backpack.
Let's go.
Mama, we're not gonna hurt. I won't hurt the old people.
Are we hurting old people?
No, we're not hurting old people, Twitchy.
Part of Twitchy's backstory, I like hurting old people.
Oh, God.
My non-violent hobby, hurting old people.
Oh, God, wait, damn it.
Trav, that is violent.
Yeah, that's an oxymoron right there. Okay, then. Scene change.
And are you all going to the nursing home, or do you want to split up and check out different places?
I think splitting up, since this is just a recon, what do you guys think?
If we're splitting up, Mama wants to go for the kids. You guys can check out the old lady.
Okay.
Who's gonna go with Mama? Yet Mama wants to take Twitchy.
You're leaving Tess and V?
It's okay, we got this, we're fine.
Oh, I mean, me, the player, is fine, Tess is fine with this. Doesn't mean Mama, like, means Mama ain't riding her ass, but me, the player, is like, are you sure?
Yeah, last time we killed a guy.
All right, let's fucking do this. All right.
Where does Kelly want to go? Does she want to go with Mama and Twitchy to go, you know, check on kids? Or does she want to go with the danger duo and beat on old people?
If it's all right with you, Mama, I think I'm going to do some old good old I think I'm, you know, maybe going to do some reconnaissance over at a strip club. See if there are any leads I could follow from there.
Slut it up.
What kind of leads?
Look, I operate in the moment. I live 1/6-second round at a time.
Oddly specific, but alright.
I'm not cutting you in on this deal so you can go flirt around in the strip joint.
Mama, she ain't flirting. Does this look like the face that would flirt with pretty ladies?
Yes.
Let her have some fun. Let her go recon. She can have a good time and get info. I trust her.
Fine, I'll go with Danger Duo. She winks at Tess. Let's see how stealth, if Mama notices the wink.
Do I roll for it?
Awareness.
All right.
Logic plus logic.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Wow, I rolled really well.
It's sly, but you notice her just like winking at Tess. After she says that.
Oh no. And she actually catches Kelly by the ear.
Mama, ow.
Want a reconnaissance on some strip clubs, maybe you can find out where Peter Oliver Solomon would like to hang out, since he apparently likes himself some pussy. Or dick, I don't know.
We're non-judgmental here.
But we know he's probably going to be hitting up the strip joints.
All right, Mama, I'll hit up the strip joints, see where Sully Boy gets his dick wet.
All right, then. Because I don't trust you to not kill a bunch of old people. You and Tess are like gasoline in a fire. Throw in V there, and V's like the kindling.
Mama, get off my dick. Let's go. It'll be fine.
It's all good.
Smash cut to the burning old person.
Yeah, right. Your diamond phone.
I don't even know how that happened.
Listen, listen. This retirement home, can we call it Shady Pines?
Sure.
Yes.
Why Shady Pines?
Because Shady Pines is the retirement home that burned down for Golden Girls.
Oh, Golden Girls. I was like, what reference are you making? Because I don't know it.
It's a Golden Girls reference. Sophia was a part of the Shady Pines retirement home, and then it burned down, and then she came to live with the girls.
I bet she burnt it down.
No. Allegedly burnt it down. She was since acquitted. Either way.
Oh my god, we learned that Vera's a Golden Girls nerd.
Yes. Oh, she's a huge Golden Girls nerd. Holy shit.
Oh yeah. So yeah, if you guys
speaking
do
of Funko
burn the
Pops,
place down,
she has the Golden Girl Funko Pops.
I do. I can show you.
And God, do I hate them.
Hey, you bought me a Golden Girl Chia Head for Christmas.
I did because I love you, and I respect your love for Golden Girls, all right?
This and is that's a very healthy relationship.
Yes, you are allowed to have your Golden Girls Funko Pops. I don't deny you these earthly pleasures, okay?
I am sorry
Get off
for...
my dick, Vero!
I am very sorry for waylaying this story. I feel sorry for all our listeners. So, yeah. If you guys burn the place down, Shady Pines would be an appropriate name.
We'll just call it let's go with Shady Pines. I vote that is a good name for a retirement community.
Shady Pines.
It's also the name of the strip club.
Ah! Wait, no. Shady Pines and what's a good match for
Turns out Peter is into grandmas.
Oh, he's into those MILFs. Oh,
oh
God.
My God.
GMILF.
GMILF.
Look at that.
GMILF.
The GMILFs.
GMILFs. GMILFs and GDILFs.
Oh, look, boy. God, I am so sorry, those of you that listen to this podcast.
I'm so sorry to our two listeners who remain
hipsters.
No, right? You guys are beautiful. Thank you for listening. I don't kink shame. Whatever.
Oh, I shame.
Vera does not reflect the views of this podcast. We are canceling Vera immediately. Mama will be replaced by Brahma. Someone else. I don't know. I'm done with this gag. Let's go. Let's do the scene cut.
Ba-dum-bum, ba-dum-bum, bum. All right. So
that's good shit right there.
Kelly
is
gonna go with the duo, or is she going with
Switch was asking a question.
Oh, sorry.
No, I think it was me.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. Oh, whoops, I couldn't tell for a second. My bad.
I think it was me. Like, I don't know.
Oh dear. What?
Can't tell the difference between Twitchy and the Games Master. That's a good sign.
No, you're both individual. What are your names? Like, where am I?
Oh my God.
Oh Christ. This episode 2, in which Megan forgets everything.
As we smash cut in, Twitchy is in the back of whatever vehicle complaining. Twitchy wanted to go to the strip club, frankly. But that's fine. Don't ask Twitchy.
Yeah, so what was going to be the question Vero had?
Oh, if Kelly was going with the Danger Duo or if she was going to go to the strip club.
Kelly is going to go to the strip club.
Okay.
So she gets into her big truck, which just has like this monstrous looking drill on the front of it. She doesn't turn the drill on, but she just drives off in it. Anyway, the go-go pulls out, but Shady Pines and Tess and V get out. There, Shady Pines itself is an unassuming building with a gated-in courtyard and about 2 stories tall. You can see some older people, like, just sitting out in the courtyard on lawn chairs. You did get a picture of his mother. She's not out there. And you got her name too, so I'll let V decide what it is.
Oh, V. That's me. Yep. Lorinda. Yeah.
Lorinda?
That is a good name.
You're Shady Pines. You go in. You're greeted by an orderly. Hello and welcome to Shady Sands. How can I help you today?
Hello.
Oh, actually, you know what, V? You should probably do the talking. Yes, Tess would absolutely be like, okay, you do the talking because I'm bad at this shit.
It's okay. Both of us together, we got this. We can do this.
And this conversation did happen before. I do want to retcon this conversation happened That's before fair. Going into the building. So, Tess will just, look over to V and just kind of nod.
Yeah, we're looking for Miss Lorinda. Is she around?
Oh, Lorinda, she's one of our friendliest patients. Unfortunately, she is taking a nap, though.
Oh, man. What timing?
I could take down a message if you wanted to.
Can I spend a plot point to What I want to do is I wanted to have picked something up from Stuffer Shack with like a cheesy little bear, like with a little heart and stuff like that, and like maybe some flowers, and be like, you know, we just actually, you know, that's fine that she's sleeping. Is there any way we could stop by her room just to drop off these gifts?
Roll to convince him. Okay.
What do I roll for that?
It'll be like negotiation, or if you don't have any of those, just a straight charisma.
Is there any way I could, like, help her?
Tess can get two more dice if you're helping her.
That is three successes. I got a 5, 5, and 6.
Would you like to spend an edge?
Yeah, I'll do it for this. That's fine. I got my one edge. I'll use it up, and then, all right, roll. Come on, success. Come on, success. That's a 2.
I'm so sorry, ma'am. I can take that for you if you wish. He moves to take the cheesy bear from you. I can leave a note for Miss Johnson for you. So she'll know you were thinking of her while she was asleep.
Tess would kind of glance to V, just kind of like, ugh.
But, you know, we kind of wanted it to be like a surprise. You know, we haven't seen her in a while. And, what's the best time to, you know, come back?
Mealtime should be starting in 30 minutes, so, you know, come back 15 minutes. She should be.
15 minutes. Thank you very much.
15 minutes.
Great. Mm-hmm. We'll take a walk. You have a great day. Yeah.
All right. Have a stupendous day.
Yes, that.
All right. All right, so
just Tess just out. Does a slow nod, just like...
As soon as we get out, would he have given any, like, clues, like, down, like, which hallway her room might be so that we could, like, circle around to, like, a window or something?
If you want to spend a plot point, you would have.
Okay.
Plot points were set after each session, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, okay, then, yeah, I'll spend it.
So, I mean, it's totally up to you. No, it's totally up to you, Meg. Like, you don't have to use a plot point if you don't want to.
No, I'm good. I want to do this.
Once we have stepped outside and we realize that going through the normal way was a bust, Tess will just look to V and say, let's go for a walk, V.
He would have said something about her being on the second floor. Left, like, dinner time for the people on the second floor is about 30 minutes. Or lunchtime is about 30 minutes for people on the second floor. And he looks to the left as he's considering something. So just come back in about 15 minutes and she should be awake.
So likely the left-hand side of the building. On the second floor, though.
God. Are we going to have to scale this shit? Oh, no. That's...
Yes, but we can do it.
Okay.
I have ideas.
Okay, you have ideas? All right.
Are there any, like, because this is a nice upscale looking kind of home, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do we got awnings or...
Wait, what if we set off the fire alarm? Like, no joke, like, what if we start a fire and set off the fire alarm? They have to come outside.
Dead.
Yeah, but that's not really good for recon, right? I mean,
I wouldn't be surprised if Tess just ended up, like, just dragging the old lady into the nearest go-go and be like, go, 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 go.
I guess I didn't really consider kidnapping.
Oh, gosh.
That means we would have to hold her hostage, which I feel like would just lead to, like, another can of worms that I don't really... I mean,
I just figured we'd freak him out. Like, hey, we know your mom's in room, like, 205.
That's true. Like,
she's got, like, that nice picture frame next to her bed, or the really nice, like, crochet yellow blanket or some shit. Like, just, like, details that you could only know from having actually been there.
That's fair. Yeah, because I don't actually want to, like, hurt the old lady. Like, it doesn't gain, like, we don't gain anything from doing that. So,
it was very Tess, very in character, I think.
Just want to start a fire alarm?
Yeah.
And V's like, we can't. And Tess is like, I know, but like,
Listen, when I said you guys were going to set the place on fire, I'll accept setting the fire alarm.
Alright.
So, it's on the second floor. Is there any open windows that we can crawl into?
There's a window that would lead to the, like, entertainment room on the first floor, and there are also doors inside of the gate, so if you manage to get to one of those, you could just act like you belong there, as long as you avoided the same attendant.
Which my guess is, depending on his shift, he is managing the front door. That's just my guess.
Yes.
You know.
It's worth a shot.
It's worth a shot, yeah. I say we try it.
Alright, yeah.
I'm gonna need you to each roll me an athletics test.
If I don't have athletics, what do I roll?
What are your skills?
Close combat, pilot grounds, combat augmentations, firearms, and intimidation.
Alright, I would say roll just agility. Okay. To get over.
That's 3 successes for me.
Nice.
2 successes.
Alright, well, it's not exactly a high security fence, so you both managed to clear it, Tess with more grace than V. But the two old people watching are just, like, enjoying the show as two young people just hop over the fence.
Does Tess notice them, like, watching?
Oh, yes, they're pretty obviously watching.
Tess would like to attempt a finger gun motion at them again.
Oh my god.
Tess, no.
Roll the finger gun.
Alright, let's do this charisma roll. I will succeed. I got 2 successes this time.
I'm gonna walk away from Tess.
1 for each finger. Good.
Yes.
Yeah, 1 for...
You're getting slightly better.
I'm improving. I'm growing, guys, as a character. Oh my
god. Maybe by the time you see Al-Habab again, you'll be able to finger gun properly.
And let me know.
For me, absolutely.
Let me know when you do, because I will spend an edge for you.
Oh my god. Thanks, Mama.
Team player, man.
That's great.
The two old people just clap politely as you finger gun and walk away.
I don't know what that youngin just did, but it made her happy.
And I'll have you roll me stealth. To just proceed, act like you belong there.
Oh, I don't got any stealth.
Nor do I.
How is it that I have stealth and you guys don't?
I don't know.
I punch everything.
That is crazy.
Tess isn't subtle. Like, she don't give a shit about being sneaky.
I believe it's an agility roll.
Yikes.
Yeah. What's composure? Composure isn't a skill, but... I would let you do logic plus charisma for composure.
Okay.
Or willpower plus charisma.
Willpower plus charisma. Okay, 3 successes. Not bad.
I got 4 successes.
Yeah, get it.
So, aside from the old people who saw you vault over, you just like, well, you can just walk along through the nursing home to, and people who see you like, oh yeah, they look like they belong here. So, you make your way up the stairs, you get to the second floor, and you walk until you see Lorinda Johnson's room.
The door is closed?
Yes.
Is it locked?
It is not locked.
I was gonna say, usually they don't lock those doors in retirement communities, just so, like...
Yeah, I know. Alright, I'll try the handle.
It is trapped, though.
Fuck.
No one ever checks the traps.
That's true.
No, yes.
The door's a mimic. Fuck.
Oh. No, okay.
The door opens up with a creak. You see an old lady just sleeping soundly inside.
Okay. Looking around the room, is there anything, like, unique or noticeable?
There's a picture of her with her son. Okay. There is with her grandkids. There's a little golden goose. Little statuette of a golden goose.
Okay.
Do I have the ability to take? Do I have like a smartphone or something where I can take a picture?
You do have a comm. Okay. Yes.
I would like to take a picture of her sleeping.
All right.
That does it. Oh, creepy.
That's the effect we're going for.
And then Tess will also take like one of herself like next to the sleeping grandmother's like peace sign, like, hey. Listen, you gotta make like it's not just like, hey, you know, I have pictures of your grandmother or your mother sleeping, but I was also there, so keep that in mind.
Roll for stealth to take a picture next to the sleeping grandma.
I'm sorry, what?
That'll just be just agility.
Okay. See if I wake grandma up. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm giggling too much while I'm doing it. I'm like,
yes, no.
Three out of seven successes.
All right. She stares a bit, but you do not wake awesome. Her up. Do you want to do anything else while you're here?
You know what? No. The picture's good. I think we should go.
Tess will leave the teddy bear and the little bouquet of flowers next to her nightstand. I mean, Tess ain't gonna use it, so, like...
That's true.
It's just further proof that you guys were there. That's all.
Yep.
And I'll have Bob meanwhile say, man, I really wish someone would give me a teddy bear and a bouquet of flowers. Oh, well.
Somewhere Tess is like, oh.
I sense a great disturbance yes. in the force.
A pretty woman is sad. I must console her. that's all good. Right.
So, are y'all leaving the nursing home?
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to make me another composure check, but with a twist.
Oh.
This time, I'm giving each of you an additional die. It's called a
Shit.
So choose your glitch die and make sure you can tell it from the rest because it will matter if you get a 1 or 6.
Okay. And I'm sorry, what was composure again? Willpower plus charisma?
I'm okay. I have 1 success.
Was it on the glitch die?
A glitch. No.
Okay.
I have 2 successes. I rolled a 5 on the glitch die.
Did you say you got a 5 on the glitch die?
Uh-oh. Yes, I did.
That's an exploit. Not only is it a success that counts for you, it counts as an exploit. You have made fate your plaything.
I'll let you choose what extra you get from that exploit.
Glitch dice are cool.
Yeah.
Are there options, or is this just kind of like free?
Whatever you can come up with.
Any kind of good windfall that makes sense in context.
You guys stumble into Hard Dash while he's visiting his mom.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. On the way, your way out, he's on the way in?
I was going to say, maybe he sticks out, or like maybe Tess bumps into him or something.
As y'all leave, I'm going to say you don't even arouse the security guy's attention because that exploit. But as you leave, he goes up to his mom's room and sees the door open already because he never closed it. He walks in and he sees the teddy bear and the flowers on her bedside table. He's like, oh shit. The runners are Vero, Meg, Trav, and Megan. DMing and producing was done by Eric. The tracks used in this episode are Enemy Spotted by Jess, who you can find on Twitter at OneShotMiniBoss, and Improv for Evil by Brian Boyko. Thank you to Ray Catalyst for making our art. You can find her over at Calligraphy Inc. or calligraphyinc.com. Do you like this show? Leave us a rating and review over on your podcatcher of choice, and tell your friends about us. If you have any questions or comments, you can hit us up on Twitter at DiceFiends or shoot us an email at DiceFiendsPod@gmail.com. And we also have a Discord if you want to come quality post with us. I'll talk to y'all later. Goodbye.